Former Congressman Maurice Hinchey outlined what we need to do.
So we are calling on state leaders, all of them here, to reject fracking and lead the nation in developing renewable energy technologies so that our water, our land, and air remain clean and safe for generations to come.
Orrin Lyons explained how important our water is.
This isn't about Democrats or Republicans today. This isn't about Indians. This is about water. And water is life. And we own, in our section of this country, one quarter of the world's potable water right here, right now. That's a huge responsibility because we're going to have to share at some point, and we have to protect what we have.
Mark Jacobson pointed out the bottom line of his research.
There is no reason, there's no economic or technical reason for it to continue with coal, gas, or oil. In the last year, 50% of all new electric power in the United States was wind and solar. Wind actually was dominant over natural gas as the largest new source of electric power in the U.S. last year. But we need 100% wind and solar and geothermal and some hydro, 100% of that every year to change the energy infrastructure for all purposes. And this can be done by 2030, at least 80 to 85% of it by 2030 and 100% by 2050.
Sandra Steingraber summarized the road we need to travel, and Natalie Merchant led the crowd in a song.
Although this road is the one less traveled, we have brought you a GPS navigation system in the form of Mark Jacobson's report. It's a roadmap for how to become 100% carbon-free by 2030. And we have brought you ourselves in the form of a massive human rights movement to say that we are already blazing that trail for you, to say that our feet are already marching down that road. Our children are already running ahead of us. Our destination is climate justice. Our destination is an unfractured New York. Our destination is an economy powered by wind, water, and sunlight.
I don't want your millions, mister.
Jim Crivo, reporting from Albany, New York.